see if tazayin. Tazayin and yudzayin really together. It talks about the din of the kli that you did melicha in. That's you did melicha in a kli, not forgetting about the food. You did melicha in a kli. What sort of halacha does that kli have? Is that kli still kosher? Or did it become osur because it was belei the dam? When I salted the piece in it, it was belei the dam. Dam came out of the piece, it was all salty. Maybe it goes into the kli. So now maybe the kli becomes osur. So now what happens? I want to use this kli for some heter. That's the
problem. It's not kosh.
No, the kli becomes.
No,
the tzli. I'm salting it in the kli, so it's reseach. It's melich kereseach. Cause that isadam to be nivla into the kli. So now I have isadam balua in my kli. Now if I'm going to cook some chalant in this kli, that dam will come out into my chalant. What's if I don't want to cook hot challah there, but I just want to place something cold there? What would be the din? Right? That's what it discusses. One sif tazayin discusses if you were meleach shaloi kedin, if you're meleach in a kli she'ena menukov. So then the kli for sure became aser. So what's the halacha of that kli in terms of using it for hatter? And the next case is what happens if you did the melicha kilchasa, you did it in a kli menukav, so here it's not so pashut that the kli becomes aser from the blood. But really we're focusing on what's going to be the din of the kli that you did melicha in terms of using it afterwards for heter, both for hot and for cold, and the difference between if you did a melicha kilchasai, that's discussed in Sif Yud Zayin, versus when you did it where there's less reason, where there's some reason to believe that maybe the kli did not even become aser, versus if you did it in a kli in a menukav, which then certainly the kli became aser. So that's the discussion now. So first, the mechaber has to tell us the basic rule that you have to do melicha in a kli menukav. Okay. Then he starts, what happens if you didn't do it in a kli menukav, you didn't kli she'ena menukav, what's going to be the din of the kli? And then later in Sif Yud Ches is Ersh where he says, what's the din of the oichel, what's the din of the baser that you were meleach in a kli she'ena menukav? But here we're focusing only on the din of the kli itself, what's the halacha? If later you want to use this kli for something else, what's the halacha? So first add some din that you have to do, you have to use a kli menukav. Ein melchen ela b'kli menukav, oil gabe kashin v'kismin, or you could, even if let's say you want to do it on the floor, that you have to pile up some straw. So then the meat is not on a surface that blocks it, because there is where for the blood to drain out. Oy b'makim midrain, or it could also even be on a flat surface, like on a like a counter type surface. But it has to be in a midrain. It has to be on an angle, so the blood will drain down. Be'inyan shim yishafich shamayim yetsa miyad, in such a way that if you pour some water, it's gonna run right down. Then you know it's sufficient midrain. It doesn't pool together if it slides right down. So then you know that there's place for the blood to drain, and the melicha will be done properly. Be'daf chalak berhitni shamayim zavim mimenu. And even, let's say, it's not on an angle, but it's a very smooth surface that it was sanded and was made very, very smooth. So you can pour water on a very smooth surface. It's also not going to pool. No, it's also not going to pool together. It's also going to spread. So it's a very smooth, it's a counter type of, if a finished surface like that, then it also wouldn't have the din of a kli she'ena menukav, because the blood will spread away. So then such a kli ain't sarach la'anicha b'midrain. You don't have to even put it on an angle. Aval im ein achalak b'ritni, but if it's not smooth, so there might be some grooves in it, then sarach la'anicha b'midrain, then you have to put it on an angle. She'yetzu ha'mayim imenu, that the water should go out from it right away. Afilu b'kli menukav, you notice that the Mechaber says that it has to be that the water slides down miyad. It has to go right down. So you could do melicha in a sink, in a bathtub. right? It's a very smooth surface. It's usually also pitched anyway towards the drain. And it has a drain, so it's Manukov. So that's a good place to do Malicha. In the olden days, that's where they used to do it. I'm sorry. Yizar lechatchila, you should be careful lechatchila, kopanim shiyu hanakovim psuchim. That the nakovim should be opened. It shouldn't be blocked up. You shouldn't put it on karka, even though karka, you know, it could drain in the karka, so it's not really considered ein manukov. Not talking about like a tiled surface that doesn't absorb. So that's like a clean manukov, that's like a cliche ein manukov. But earth floor, so that's a clean manukov. But you shouldn't anyway put it directly on. Because in a certain sense, it's a little bit like it's Einu Manukov. Manukov, to put even in the Kli Manukov, Kasha Kismin, to put some straw. Because if you put the meat directly on the Kli Manukov, so the meat will block the drain a little bit. So you want to lift, you want the meat to be lifted up a little bit from the drain. So that's how you put some straw or something that it should be lifted up. Or you know, nowadays we would put some sort of a grate. You know, they have like a.
Yeah, they use a grate in the garbage can. I saw that once in the grate office.
Yeah, so you put it on a grate, and then that's a clean manukov. And there's no, you know, it's not blocking up the holes. It's on top of the holes, and it's fine. Ki abasi yistem anakovim. Because then, to prevent, because otherwise the meat will stop up the holes. Ubidiyavid, ein lachash l'chol zevah. This is all the hachila, but bidiyavid, you don't have to worry about it. So, of course, but when we say bidiyavid, you don't have to worry about it. It's not going on the whole din that it has to be a kli manukov. Okay, of course it has to be that the blood runs down easily. These additional chumras that Rama just mentioned, that you should make sure that even the drain is open and the basar is not blocking the drain, and therefore you're supposed to put something, you know, some straw or some grate on top of it, and then you should put the basar on top of that. That's just a chumra lechatchila, but b'diavad won't answer. Okay. And he says, "V'im malach b'kli shein manukov." And what's talking about lach b'diyevin in terms of the kli, not in terms of the meat that we're going to discuss in Sif Yud Ches, but in terms of the kli, what's that lach? So if it was a kli shein manukov, which means you salted it not the proper way, so then clearly the kli becomes aser. The blood gets absorbed in the kli. There's nowhere for the blood to drain, so it gets absorbed in the kli. It will be just cold blood sitting in a kli. It won't get absorbed because it's not cooked. But because it's salty, it does get absorbed. So the blood gets absorbed in the kli. There's nothing to talk about. And therefore, to wash out this kli and later cook chalent in it, it's aser. Not just lechatchila. It'll be aser b'dieved. Unless you have shishim against the blood that was absorbed. Right? Because the blood got absorbed in the kli. So if you use it for a davar seach, if you're going to cook chalent now, you need to have what do you need? You need shishim against
the
whole daifni akli.
Yeah.
But there's no iser. The iser never went into the whole. Right. The iser never went into the whole daifni akli. The iser only went into klipas akli. So you need shishim against klipas akli. Now, is it klipas akli? Let's say the chalent is you don't fill it up the whole way. You only fill it up halfway. So you need against klipas kol akli or only klipas akli opposite the chalent?
If we're saying it's not going into the walls, how could you assume it goes up to the walls?
No, but let's say
it was on lopsided.
Yeah, let's say it was filled up all the way when it was salted. You're right, the blood wouldn't go up. But let's say somehow the whole kli absorbed blood. So then, if you cook it, you would need. In other words, even though it's only touching one spot, now let's say I have a kli which became aser. I cooked iser in it. The whole, even if I cooked iser in part of it, but the iser spreads to everything we're passing, yeah? And then I cooked heter only part of the kli. So we pask and we need shishim against the whole kli. Because there is, you're right, it is connected to the whole issue of chamek tzosoy, and there is a discussion about it, but lamaisa, you need to have shishim against the whole kli, even though it's only touching one area of the kli, because the taste of the whole entire kli could enter the food from the part that it's touching.
But why does the food might rise along that?
Not because it might rise, but because it's able to go in. If I have... let's say, a piece of heter and a piece of iser that are touching. So, if you look in this tzir that we just made, so the heter is not touching the whole entire iser. It's only touching in one place. But if they're both hot, so the taste of the, we assume that the taste of the entire iser could go into the heter, even from the part that's not touching it. It'll go through from the part that's touching, that will take all the taste of the whole piece. No, it's the same thing. So you need shishim of the whole kli. Again, over here we're not talking about the whole kli. We're talking klipas akli. But you'd need shishim neged klipas kol akli. That's if you used it for something hot. So the Ramah says, what's taka b'diyaved? V'im nishtamish b'ivoy klipa. If you use it, you need to have klipa. Im udavar yavish. If it's a dry thing or a solid thing. V'im udavar lach. But if it's a davar lach, then you need shishim neged klipa min hakayra. Then you need shishim against the klipa of the kayra. Why not the whole kayra? Because it was only b'leik de klipa. Now, the first part of the Ramah says that if it's a davar yavesh, you need klipa. Why is that? If it's hot... If I'm cooking something hot in it, so it doesn't matter if it's a salad. If I'm cooking something hot in it, I should need shishim. It doesn't matter if it's a salad or a liquid. I need to have shishim against klipas kol akli. Isn't that the halacha?
Davar yavish, but like right to, you say davar yavish from one food to
see,
another.
See, so zazay netila, tzli. But then we're machmer anyway, that it's kulay. So according to the Ramah, even if it's a davar yavesh, I should l'chayre have what? I should have to have kulay. Shishim neged. Right? I should have to have shishim against klipas akli. Why are we?
Kulay.
No, klipas akli. Again, the kli only became osir kadei klipa, so I never have to have more of that. But why is the Ramah making this chiluk between what am I cooking in the kli? Am I cooking a davar lach or am I cooking a davar yavesh? So this is what's bothering the shach. What? This is what's bothering the Shach. So the Shach says, I have two Pirushim in the Ramah. One possible way to teach is that Ramah's taka talking about that I'm cooking in the Kli. That I'm using, that the Kli itself is hot. I'm cooking in the Kli. I understand the second half of the din, that I need Shishim, that if it's a liquid, I need Shishim neged Klipas HaKli. Right? That we all understood. And it's klipas kol akli, because like we explained, it goes from the entire kli, not just the part where it's touching. So what's the first part of the Ramah? That if it's yavesh, it's klipa? Because over here, yavesh doesn't mean a solid. Over here, yavesh means something which is nagov legamri. What did we say? We had it in Taruvas, we had it in Basar B'chalav. If something, and now we're having it again in Melicha, that if something is nagov legamri, even if it's both hot, even if I bake a pizza in a fleishig pan, klipa. Even according to the Ramah, that sli is kadei netila and inan makiyin and a chishim, but since it's nagav lagamri between the fleishig pan and the bottom of the pizza, it's completely dry. It's only kadei klipa. So over here he means yavesh. He means what?
Nagav.
And the second part, lach, doesn't have to necessarily mean, if we're talking about such a case that I'm cooking it together, lach doesn't have to mean a liquid. Lach could mean anything that has some retivus. If it has some retivus, then I need shishim neged klipas kol akayra. And when it says klipa min akayra, we mean klipas kol akayra. So this is one pirush. I'll read you Ramah. I'm going to read you the Ramah according to this pirush. Okay? Asur l'istamish ba'isa kli b'davar esech. You can't use this kli for hot, meaning you can't cook in this kli. The kli is also going to be hot. V'im nishtamish ba'in, if you did cook in this kli, Boy klipa imu davar yavish. If it's a davar yavish naguv, not stama salad, but if it's dry, so then all you need is klipa of the dry food, because that's the rule. That from a kli to a oichel, if it's naguv lagamri, it's only kadei klipa. Imu davar lach, but if it's a liquid, not necessarily a liquid, but if it's there's some moisture in between the food and the kli, so now we're ready. Bein on shishim neged klipa min hakaira. Here you need shishim neged klipas kol hakaira. Why not just klipa of the spot where it's touching? That we explained before, because once I'm cooking it in the pot, the whole kli becomes hot, so the taste of the entire kli goes in. Now the mice, it's not the whole entire kli, because it's only the iser only went into klipa of the kli. But lemaisa, I am going to have shishim against klipa of the entire kli. This is pirush number one. Another pirush, Shach says, you could teach the Ramah. We're not talking about that we're mamish cooking in the kli. The kli is cold. The kli is cold. But we mean nishtamish by reseach. I want to put a hot kosher of food. Lemazogon, this is a plate. A plate. It is melich in a plate. And now I want to put a hot kosher of food on this plate. The plate is cold, the food is hot. So now I understand why it's klipa. Why is it klipa? Chametoich tzainin. Tatagavar. So the first, over here says the Shach, if I learn pshat like this, so now it's the other way around. The first part of the Ramah is kipshutai, and it makes perfectly sense. Perfect good sense. The second part of the Ramah is going to be a little shver, according to this way of learning. Let's see. Why? Because if it's a solid, I put a hot kosher salad on a tray for cold kli, so what do I need on the food? Kli klipa, right? But if I put a liquid, yeah? So I need shishim. Negera klipa. So even if you're going to tell me it means...
No, every single part becomes us, or don't we say no?
So it means shishim. It doesn't mean over here, you'll say it can't mean shishim against the whole entire, the klipa of the whole entire pot. It has to be shishim against the part where it touched, which is kind of equivalent to klipa. In other words, shishim against klipa of the pot is kind of the same as saying shishim against klipa of the food. It's kind of like saying I need to take off klipa. But since it's a liquid and I can't take off klipa, so I have to have shishim against the klipa. Right?
Yeah.
So what's problematic with that?
Every single part that touches become us, or like the mouse and the oil.
No, that's only if I pour it slowly.
If you just let the whole thing come in first.
Yeah, if I do it in one shot, that's going to be only klipa. So only it's only a kadei klipa that became aser. Mm-hmm. So first of all, again, it doesn't mean klipa. I don't need shishim against klipa of the whole entire kaira, because the heat is only the food. So it's only where the food touched. But it's shishim against the klipa of where the food touched. But the problem with this is that who remembers Simon Tzadik Aleph over here?
No.
Remember there's a machlokes between the Rivah and Rabbeinu Tam, which has carried down to a machlokes between the Marmon and the Marshal. What happens when you have a liquid which becomes aser kadei klipa? Let's say I have cold milk and hot meat falls into it. So the meat I take off a klipa, and what's the name of the milk?
Yeah, shishim against the part which falls on top.
Who holds that? The Marshal and the Taz. What does the Ramah hold?
You don't need anything when you can't measure it.
So now this then doesn't make sense. It's a liquid. So first of all, according to this pirush, liquid means liquid. That's why I need to have shishim. In other words, lach versus yavish means liquid versus solid. In the first pirush that we gave, yavish lach was dry versus wet. According to this pirush, yavesh lach means liquid versus solid. Yavesh is solid, you could take a klipa, so you take a klipa. Lach is a liquid, you can't take a klipa, so you have to have shishim against the klipa. But why? According to the Ramah, you should not have to have shishim against the klipa. What?
Over there he's talking with the Yavit. You don't have to. It's a case of the Yavit. Over here he's talking about the Yavit.
No, this is also with the Yavit. The foods, if you don't have shishim against the klipa, the food will be aser. This davar lach, this hot kosher food that you pour it in, it's hot kosher liquid that you pour it in, if you don't have shishim against the klipa where it touched, will become aser. So why is this... So what's Pshat says the Shach? So the Shach says over here is more Chomer. Why should over here be more Chomer? No, it's the same thing. What? No, you can't. Close. In the other case, you can recognize the klipa. Bishlama, if the kli is hot, right? So then you can recognize the klipa, because the iser is the klipa of the kli. So if the kli is hot, you're recognizing the iser. So that's why I have to. But if the kli is cold and the food is hot, so the klipa of the kli is nothing. The kli is cold. What's the iser? The klipa of the food.
Acid from the klipa. No.
True, but it's not. You can't say that the iser is recognizable when the iser, if the pot is cold, it's not problematic.
Hope Shad here said that the milk is heating up the pot. The milk is heating up the surface of the pot enough to have a heat goes both ways.
At this point, it already cooled down. It only became asur kedei klipa the maker lay. So you can't really say that the iser is recognizable. The iser is the kedei klipa of the. Of the milk or whatever it is that you poured in, that became aser, and now it's in other words, it's not the klipa of the pot that's aser, because the pot is cold. It's the klipa of the milk that became aser. That's not recognizable. So what? So the Shach addresses the shaila. So what does he answer? He says over here is more chomer, because over here there is a shita in the Rishonim. We don't paskan like this. There is one shita, the Ravid, who holds that the kli, if I do malicha in it. Even if it's cold, it has a din as if it's hot. Which means the klipa is recognizable, according to that. Now, according to that shita, we don't paskin like that, because according to that shita, even if I would put cold, if I do malicha in a plate, and I wash it off, it's a cold plate, I didn't cook in it, then I put a cold food in it, according to that shita, the food becomes usser.
How?
Cold food in a cold plate, if the plate became usser, yes, this is shita's arrive. If the plate became usser from malicha, this kosher of food now becomes usser. Now we don't paskin like this, but there is such a shita. So you see already that even though we're dealing with a cold plate, a cold pan, whatever you want to case the case is, but it's more chomer than the stam as a regular case where the iser is not recognizable. So therefore, over here we're more so we don't paskin like that. If you're gonna put a cold food in there, it's gonna be mutter. But you put a hot food, so because anyway, it's not so pashut. That when you have a liquid that became asur kedei klipa, it's not so pasha that you don't need shishim against it. It's a machlokes rishonim. We were makel, right? Okay. So over here, we kind of have like another reason to be machmir. First of all, we have the reason to be machmir is those that the marshal shita, you know, those that hold that we always need to have shishim against the klipa. And even though generally we're makel on that, but over here, there's more reason to be machmir because there are those that say
that
the pot's considered still hot. So, you know, you're still contending with, you know, iser, which is recognizable.
We can't.
So therefore, that's why over here we insist on shishim neged klipa. So those are the two possible pirushim. So now let me read the Ramah according to the second pirush. And then all the dinim that we said, the two pirushim are just pshat in the Ramah. All the dinim that we said using, you know, saying over these two pirushim are all correct. Right? That din of letting nagav lagamri or whatever. All the dinim are true. Just two possible ways of being mefarish the Ramah. So what's this way of being mefarish? Let me show you inside. You cannot use it b'davar esech. You cannot put a hot kosher of food in there. But the kli itself is cold. So what happens if you do put a hot kosher of food in a cold kli that you did malicha in? So if it's a davar yavesh, not a dry, a solid. If it's a solid, you need klipa, because you can take off a klipa. But if it's because it's hot onto cold, so it's klipa. But if it's a davar lach, and over here lach means liquid, not just wet, but it means a liquid, so then you can't take off a klipa. So what do you need? You need shishim neged the klipa. And shishim mina klipa mina kaira doesn't mean the whole kaira. Klipa of the whole kaira just means where it touched, because the kaira itself is not hot, so it's only the food, so it's only where the food touched. But why do you have to have shishim against the klipa? Even though normally the Ramah holds that you don't have to have shishim by liquid, comes also get the klipa. You don't have to have shishim because it's not recognizable. Here is more chomer because why? Because you have the Ravid who holds that a kli that you did a malicha in remains kareseach la'olam. Second half of the sefer, Yeshayimrim. Yeshayimrim shafilo b'tzayin asul ishtamish boi. B'loi hadacha. So, this that you're not allowed to use it for something hot is clear. Everyone agrees that if it's a kli menuk, if it's a kli she'ena menuk of, everyone agrees you're not allowed to use something hot. The shaila was, what if you did b'di'eved? And also, there's no real machloikis in terms of din in the poiskim, saying the way we paskin. It was a little shver how to understand the Ramad, a couple ways, but as long as you know what the din would be b'di'eved. But if you don't want to use something hot, you want to use something cold. So again, according to the Raivi that we said before, if you use something cold, it would also become us. We don't paskin like that. So the only shaila is, do you need to do hadacha, or is it enough to do kinuach? Is it enough just to wipe the plate that you did the melicha and just wipe off all the blood, wipe it clean, and then you can put down a cold kosher of food on it? Or do you have to actually wash the kli? This also takes us back to Tzaddik Aleph. So what do we say? There's two opinions. So the first opinion was that you could only not use hot, but if you want to use cold, as long as you wiped it clean, it's okay. But Yeshayimrim, that even if you want to use cold, you have to do hadacha. That's it. The machlekes, if you want to use cold, do you have to do hadacha, or is it enough to do kinuach? And if you did use this, then you have to wash off what you used. Avol, says the Ramah, even though we said that there's an opinion that says that if you want to put something cold, you have to do hadacha, you can't just wipe it clean. Nevertheless, right? We're talking about a kli that was ena menukov, so you can't just salt other meat in it, because you have to salt meat in a kli she'ena menukov, in a kli menukov. So what we want to do, you're allowed to poke holes in this kli. Let's say it was a pan. So poke holes in it, and now you can salt meat, you could salt other meat in it.
But it absorbed this first.
Huh? Correct. So what are you asking? You're asking, the kli was aser, and we said before, I'm not allowed to use something hot. And when I do melicha on it, melicha kareseach. Yeah? So melicha, I don't have to worry about doing it, because it's not, melicha is not like putting a davareseach, because melicha only puts in, but it doesn't take out of the kli. So aim melicha kev lahaflitz, I don't have to worry about doing melicha over in this kli.
Maybe we could say that.
But wait a minute. The Shach is bothered by the following kasha. You explain the chiddush of this Ramah that we learned earlier that you're not allowed to put something hot. So I would have thought I can't do melicha because melicha is kareseach, kamash melon, that ain't melicha lekelim. So as long as I made holes, I could salt meat in it. So the Ramah should have been before the Yeshayimrim. When we learned that the kulay almai can put hot, I would have thought that salting is equivalent to putting hot. Kamash malon, eim lichol kalim. What are you putting this after? You teach me that when it comes to cold, we have a machloikis if I could put cold. Do I have to rinse it, or is it enough to wipe it? So then you tell me, you know, that I'm allowed to resalt. I'm allowed to salt meat in this kli. What does it have to do with this din that we said putting cold? This is a chiddush I'm putting in hot. That melicha is a melicha lekelim, so it's not considered reseach. So says the Shach. The answer is because the Ramah's coming to teach me that even according, it's a double chiddush. True, one chiddush is that it's not considered a davar reseach as a melicha lekelim. But I want to teach you another chiddush that you would have thought that even though it's a melicha lekelim, but maybe lechatchila I can't salt in it, because there's a shita that says that even if it's seinen, I can't put in unless I do hadacha. So maybe unless I do hadacha on this kli, I can't do melicha in it. It's not good enough just to wipe it or whatever. So the answer is, says the, that's why the Ramah puts it after this, that even according to this shita that says seinen you can't put in unless you wash it, salting you could do. Why? Because when you're salting meat, you're salting raw meat. And after you salt it, you're going to have to do
hadacha.
So therefore, and what does he finish us off? That if you're nishtamish by b'loy hadacha, yediach mash nishtamish by. So if you're using something which is darkei b'hadacha, no problem. Even according to this shita, you could still put it in l'chatchila. That's why he says it after this. Alternatively, you could use this kli b'tzoinin. Tzoinin would mean, let's see, to salt it, you would have to make holes, because otherwise you need to turn it into a kli menuka. But let's say you're not salting it to kasher it. It was already kasher. You're just re-salting it in. So then there's no problem, you can use it, because it's tzoinin. So the place can point out, but if the juices are going to, when you resalt it, there is going to be juices coming out. There's going to be tzir coming out. So that tzir is sharp. So if you're going to leave the meat sitting in that sharp juice, so that sharp juice will draw out the blood from the kli. And that will be like kavash kumavushal. That would be like putting in a davar seyach into the kli. Then it would be a problem. But just to salt it, leave it in there, you know, not to leave it in so long that the tzir would have a chance to draw out the tam from the kli, that is okay. But taka, to leave it in there so long, that's problematic already.
Did I say the menukov helps?
I'm sorry, I said it wrong. No, punk for carrot. The shach and taz both point out that I don't have to be worried about this other type of tzir. That even if I, because the kavush b'tzir, although regular kavush, if I leave it in for 24 hours, that would cause the blood to come out. But kavush betzir, that's like an offshoot of melicha. So just like we say, melicha lekeim lahaflit, we also say that the kavush betzir won't cause the blood to come out. So not like what I said wrong. That they point out that to do real kavush in this kli would be a problem. But to do, even if I'm resalting it, I don't even have to be worried that I'm going to leave it in and the tzir, it's going to fill up with tzir. Because as long as it's not here for 24 hours, even if it's going to be kavush b'tzir, kashir shi'ar siach, but in terms of drawing out from the kli, I don't have to worry because that's similar to melicha. Let's just say, ready to say Yud Zayin. It'll take 1 minute. Avalim hu menukav, but if it's a kli menukav that you salted in, so what's the din of this kli menukav? Could I use it afterwards for heter?
So the halacha is mutar lechol bayafilu reseach.
I'm allowed to put even a hot food in it, because we assume that the a kli menukav did not absorb. I salted in it. Why doesn't it cause the blood to go in? Because since there's holes, we say mishrek sharik, the blood slides down. So the kli menukav never absorbed the blood. There is a shita that says that it does absorb the blood. So wait a minute, does that mean that I have to, every time I do melicha, according to this opinion, every time I do melicha, I have to use a different kli?
Why? So I'll put a million times blood inside. It won't come back out.
Good. So this shita says that this kli, that even if it's a kli menukav, it absorbs the blood, it becomes aser. But for being able to do melicha afterwards, I don't have to worry because I'm melicha lekelim, or because this piece idiotari lemiftet loibala kabayla kachpolta. In terms of being able to do melicha in this kli again, for sure it's okay. I could use the same kli. But do I want to use this to put some hot kosher food in it? I want to use it as like a strainer to drain my noodles. That no, because the heat will draw out the blood. Because this shita holds that the blood doesn't just slide down, the blood does get absorbed in the kli. Ikar halacha is like the first opinion. That's what the Rama says. V'yeshizar lechatchila, better not put something hot in it. But b'diavad, it's going to be mutter. Then there's a third shita that says, that depends what kind of kli. Is it a kli cheres or it's a regular kli? If it's a kli cheres, then we'll say it will absorb. We won't say mishrek sharik. The kli will become aser, and you can't use something hot. But if it's other kelim, then we say mishrek sharik, it never became aser. So the Rama is ignoring that third opinion. The Rama says, L'chadchile, all kelim, even if it's non-klicheris, you should not use. Bichoishish, that it did get absorbed. B'diyeved, even if it's a klicheris, you don't have to worry. It never became aser. We said Mishrak Shark, even if it was a klicheris. The Shach says, he thinks you have to be machmir both sides. That if it's a klicheris, you should be aser even b'diyeved. And if it's ala kelim, you should be machmir l'chadchile. That's what the Shach says. Because the Mashal Pask is like that other Shita. That it all depends if it's Cheres or not. If it's Cheres, it's also even B'dievet. If it's not Cheres, it's Mutter even L'chadchila. So the Mashach says, let's be Machmer, side for the Mashal, side for the Ramah. So it comes out that B'Shar Kelim, you should be Mutter Akopam L'chadchila. That's the Shita's Ramah. And if it's Klicheres, we'll say it's also even B'dievet. That's Shita's Mashal.